Children of the 1970s and 1980s will remember the movie War Games, in which a teenage Matthew Broderick hacks into the Pentagon's central computer system, the Whopper, and accidentally starts playing a real-world version of a strategy game called Global Thermonuclear War. At the end of the movie, the Whopper computer observes that war is, quote, a strange game. The only winning move is not to play. At first, Tanakh and Chazal seem to come to the same negative conclusion. Look at our earliest biblical battles. Abraham fights an alliance of four kings to save Lot, and a Gemara says that Abraham is punished for drafting his students to fight. Yaakov prepares to fight against Esav, and we are told, Vayira Yaakov me'od vayetzer lo. Yaakov was afraid and he was troubled. Midrashim explained Yaakov was afraid lest he be killed, but he was also disturbed by the possibility of killing others, apparently even in self-defense. Fast forward to David HaMelech, who is told that he cannot build the Beis HaMikdash because Damim Rabim Shafachta Arza Lefana, you have spilled much blood, and Ramban says this blood was spilled in wars ordered by Hashem. Or how about Megillas Esther? The Jews didn't want to go to war, even in self-defense. Esther and Mordechai pleaded with Ahasuerus to rescind the decree against them, and only when he refused did they resort to battle. In this light, it's no wonder that we are prohibited from using iron to shape the stones of the Mizbeach. Ki charbacha hinafta aleha. You raised your sword on it. Your sword is an unwanted, unrighteous weapon of death. The Whopper seems to be correct. The only way to win is not to play. But then we arrive at the mitzvah of remembering Amalek. Rav Ovadia Hedaya, Sephardic chief rabbi of Petach Tikva, the featured chief rabbi in this week's Torat Chaim, pointed out that many mitzvos mandate memory, but they're generally about remembering Hashem's miracles. We remember leaving Mitzrayim miraculously. We remember Hashem's protection in our Sukkot in the Midbar. We remember receiving the Torah. We remember creation. All of these involve remembering miracles Hashem performed for us. Regarding Amalek, I would expect to have to remember how Hashem miraculously saved us in the war. But that's not what the Torah says. Instead, Hashem tells us to remember what Amalek did, their cruel sneak attack on a nation that wasn't even a threat to them. Why is this memory mitzvah different? Why does Hashem want us to remember not his miracle, but instead our enemy? The Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvot says the point is to ensure that we continue to fight, quote, so that we will perpetually recount this, stirring our souls verbally to fight against Amalek, and to energize the nation to hate Amalek, such that the mitzvah will never be forgotten and the enmity will not be weakened and lost from our souls over time. Apparently, Hashem desires an ongoing state of war against Amalek. But if the only way to win is not to play, why does Hashem want us to play? So you might argue that Amalek is special. As I'll note in Shir after Mincha, Rav Kook talked about Amalek as a uniquely necessary evil. But beyond Amalek, the Torah still presents war as a mitzvah imperative. Hashem says, Ki seitzei lamilchama aloivecha, v'chi savau milchama be'artzachem, when you go to war, not if you go to war. In the classic catalog of 613 biblical mitzvot, Sefer HaChinuch records four separate mitzvot related to war. So how do we reconcile biblical and rabbinic negativity towards war with the idea that war is a great mitzvah and a command to remember Amalek so that we will maintain an ongoing enmity? Perhaps the anti-war sources are speaking specifically to a negative aspect of war, the need to bludgeon an enemy. That part is horrific. That part is what got Avraham and Shimon and Levi and David in trouble, and it's what Yaakov feared doing. For that, the only way to win is not to play. But war also means putting our own lives on the line to protect our families and defend our ideals. War means seeing ourselves as part of a community and recognizing that the part must sacrifice on behalf of the whole. War means selflessness. Selflessly, Abraham goes to war not to demonstrate power or gain spoils, but to save his brother-in-law. Selflessly, Shimon and Levi went to war to save their sister. Selflessly, David HaMelech fought the Plishtim to save his nation. Or again, look at Megillas Esther. Ahasuerus licensed the Jews to take spoils, but the Megillah stresses that they took no spoils. They acted only selflessly to save our nation. The redemptive character of war that which makes it a mitzvah and a pursuit for our greatest and most righteous, is found in living beyond ourselves, pursuing neither pleasure nor power, but selfless purpose. In truth, this approach requires more nuance. Not every selfless fight is noble or heroic. The suicide bomber also thinks he is pursuing selfless purpose in the name of country and ideology. We need more discussion of what constitutes a just war. But the message I see in the Torah's mitzvahs of war, and in the mitzvah of Zachor, is about not the glory of finishing our foes, but the glory of risking one's life for others and for ideals. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein made this point in an essay describing the mission of Hesder Yeshivot, which blend Torah study with military service. He wrote, "No less than every Jew, the typical Hesdernik yearns for peace, longs for the day on which he can divest himself of uniform and uzi and devote his energies to Torah. In one sense, therefore, insofar as army service is alien to the ideal Jewish vision, Hesder is grounded in necessity rather than choice. In another sense, however, it is very much lechatchila, a freely willed option grounded in moral and halachic decision. We advocate it because we are convinced that given our circumstances, would that they were better, military service is a mitzvah, and a most important one at that. This is the source of our mitzvahs of war, the perpetual war with Amalek, and the other wars we fight, down to Gaza in our own day. It's a bit paradoxical. The sword may not cut the stones of the Mizbeach. David HaMelech cannot build the Beis HaMikdash because war is bidi'eved. If you can choose, don't play. But the war is also lechatchila, an ennobling living for others, sacrificing years, possibly one's life, to serve and save the nation. In that sense, it may be the greatest mitzvah we can perform. In the beginning, Hashem created a garden and populated it with many trees. One of those trees was the Eitz HaChayim, eat from it and live forever. Another of those trees was the Eitz HaDas, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Chava and Adam chose the latter, the fruit which gave us good and evil combined, and the result was the blending of good and evil in all of our pursuits, however noble. Chava was told that bringing a baby into this world would involve not only life but also pain. Adam was told that bringing food from the earth would involve not only life but also pain. And protecting our nation, too, involves both life and pain. May we soon know a day when we will return to the Eitz HaChayim, when lo yisa goy al goy chere v'lo yimidu od milchama, when nation will not raise sword against nation and no longer will they study war, when instead of mala'a ha'aretz chamas, a land filled with chamas, we will have mala'a ha'aretz de'ayas Hashem kamayim layam mechasim, a land filled with knowledge of Hashem as the sea is filled with water.